when Masechet Gittin daf Ayin Dalim, so on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. So we finished off at the two dots. We 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dots at the bottom end. The Mishnah says like this. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we're asking the question, right? What is the status of this woman during the time that he gave her a get, conditional, means dying, and between the time that he gives her and the time that he dies? So we saw already in the Mishnah yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said that she's married for all intents and purposes. The real nafkamina, yeah, being married means that if somebody has relations with her, on purpose, he's chayv chenek, he's chayv mita. Right? And if a mistake is chayv achata. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Megreshet Megreshet says, no, she's married, but she's not married. And we'll see what the verse Natana, this all is conditional, bivat shiamut. It's only if he dies. Right? If he doesn't die, if the guy, I don't mean he never dies, but I'm saying if he doesn't die within a realistic time, I suppose. Says over here then he won't be a get. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi, bivat shiamut, aval he lo met, if he doesn't die, then if they had relations with somebody, right, thinking that she was divorced, he thought that she was the divorced woman, and he doesn't die, so the guy be chay v'chatak. And the Gemara Kedon says, we learn in the Brayta, right, so tala b'vat shiamut ulechi mayit have a gita. When he does die, it is a get. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, v'prachinan ben Rabbi Yossi demashve lay esh ish safek. The Gemara says, we can ask a question, according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that she's a safek eshedish, not sure if she's married, she's not married. Ben Rabbi Yehuda, demashra eshedish, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's the proper eshedish. Lechimayit, when he dies, heichi have gita. Right? Heichi have gita. Right? What was the gittel about? Hale didu, lo have get lemafreya mishat mesira. Imke, lo have get ad lachamit. In other words, what's the story of the get? When it says heichi, how? It actually says heichi. When was the get take place? In other words, do we say that when he dies, that is now she's divorced, or was she divorced already when he gave her the get, or is it just before he dies? Okay, that's really the question. By the way, look in the Gemara. V'hai kaimelan, right? So v'hai kaimelan, right? The ain't get lachamita, because we got a problem. In other words, when is the get kick in? Because we've already learned that there isn't such a thing as a get after he dies. So that's the question. So I'm a rabbi. So rabbi says, "Ba'omer mi'eit shani ba'olam." When does the get kick in? When I'm still in the world. Ba'eit shani ba'olam. It's that last moment. Right, look at Rashi. Rabbi says, "Matitin la ba'omer mi'ayom imati." Our mission is not talking about a case where he says, from today, if I die, divan lechimai. Because then it's obvious when when he dies, you might have a get mashat achnia, because then it's obviously when he dies, it's proven now the get was given from the time that he gave it to her. Va'abalei patrin, somebody who would have had relations with her, right, would be patrin, because now it turns out that she was divorced then. That's what he's speaking about our case of Yeh. He's speaking about our case of Yeh. He says, while I'm still in the world, Hilchach Rabbi Yehuda, Samuch Lamit Tachagit, Rabbi Yehuda says that just before he dies, the get kicks in. Therefore, Mikara Eshish, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says she's the proper Eshish. Up in the meantime, she's the proper Eshish. Because the get only kicks in just before he dies. So up until that moment before he dies, she's a married woman. Rabbi Yossi Zavar, Mishak, it's in the Mesapkinan. Rabbi says, wait a second, we've got a problem. Because we're not sure when that last minute is. And that's why from the moment that he gives her the get, every second is a suffix. Maybe that's the next second. It's the last second of his death. Dilma Zoe Shah Smukhalibita. Vave get Safek. Vafa Gav the Chayim, he lives a lot longer. Ain Braira. We don't say Braira. Braira would have meant, we know now when that last minute was. No, we don't say Braira. So we can't actually work out when that last minute is. Any minute is a possibility of being the last minute. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says, it's what do you say? Magureshet v'anim Magureshet. Okay. Now we saw the Gemara says, Tanu v'achimut v'achimut. The Gemara says, Tanu v'achimut. We learn in the Braita. Tana vivachi yamut, so long as he dies, right? Uvichli mighty have a gita. So we said, no, so we just read that a second ago. And the Tana Rabbanan, new bride, sorry. Yamim she ben time. Now the bride says like a similar bride to what we said. Yamim she ben time as a bride. It says in the meantime, in these days, Rashi said between the time of giving the get and the time that he dies, ba'ala zakai v'metziya tal masiya. There anything that she finds or her price of her work, or that any can now her vows v'yorsha and he will inherit her if she dies, right? And umetamela, and he can become tamet rashi if she's a kohen. Remember that a kohen, just worth mentioning that there's the father, the mother, the son, daughter. his father, brother of his father, sister of his father who's not married yet, right, and his wife. All those are seven people that have been right to you, a coin can become tametu. So he says his one of them should be his wife. And he says, like this, to sum it all up, says over here, she's like his wife for every single, for all intents and purposes, except, she doesn't need another get, Rabbi Yehuda. She already got a get. So he has a woman sitting with a get, but she's his wife. Right? He doesn't need another get. That's the only enough commitment according to Rabbi Yehuda, she doesn't need another get. Rabbi Meir says, Be'ilata kluya. Meir says, no. What does it mean, Be'ilata kluya? Rashi, Adavar talui ad shiyamut. O ad shiyamod mecholizeh. He says, the Be'ilata, what does it mean, Be'ilata? Right? If this guy dies, so then she had raised with someone in the meantime, so we depend. Right? Bilata kluya. If he dies, or if he gets up from the sickness. If he dies, says Rashi, so then a person had raised patur. According to Rabbi Meir, says, he's patur over here. Why? The Rabbi Meir, mashmele, ma'echani ba'olam, they're talking on there. Hainu Mishak the Tinner. That's Rabbi Meir, different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says, when he says, for the moment he gave her the get, she's already a divorced woman. If he does die, you go to the Grusha, the time that she had relations with other men, after she had received the get, she was dead. I mean, she was a divorcee. The guy gives a, he brings a korban chatat, and she brings a korban chatat because it was a mistake. They thought that maybe he was going to die. She would be divorced. She's going to be divorced, would be okay. Now, he didn't die, so they never actually intended to have relations with the married woman. They just expected the guy to die. And therefore, it would be a case of... So now, we've got a couple of opinions here in this brayta. This brayta starts off, Torah Banan. In the time, the Tanakhama says that, which is basically Rabbi Yehuda, right, that says that she's a properly, fully fledged married woman. Remarried says, no, it depends if he dies, doesn't die. Rabbi Yossi says, bilata safek. So not bilata kluya, bilata safek. What do you mean bilata safek, Rashi? Look at Rashi, yeah? Lekeshemut, when the guy dies, now we've got a safek. So according to Rabbi Meir, if he dies, we haven't got a safek. Right? It's pashut if he dies. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a safek. What's a safek? The mashvelei me'echani ba'olam, ma'echani ba'olam. Well, he gave that get, like we said, for the last few minutes of his life. U'miyu mesapkeran al sha'at bia. Igrusha ve'lo. But he's not sure yet, Rabbi Yossi, if that last minute, when it was. Shema zoi sha'aru lisamech lemita. Shema enu zo ve'en igrusha. Right? Hilchach im yamut, when he dies, maybe... Mevi haba leah, a person in relations with her, asham talui. That's an asham talui. Ve'im lo yamut bechatat bara. So that's what he says. If he doesn't die, he gets healthy now. So now he brings asham korban chatat. And if yes, he doesn't bring. If he does die, right? If he doesn't die, so if he dies, it's an asham talui. If he doesn't die, it's a chatat. Okay, where Rabbi Meir said that if he does die, he's patur. If he doesn't die, it's a chatat. Rabbi Yossi says, if he doesn't die, it's also a chatat. And if he does die, it's nasham talui. Rabbi Meir says, he's patu. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not sure he's patu. Because I'm not sure, he brings a nasham. What's a nasham talui? Someone who's wet for Eliyahu and Abi. Right? We're not sure. That's nasham talui. The Chachamim Omrim, now we're going to see Abiyah. There's a fourth opinion. So we've got Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim Omrim, Megureshet, Ve'enu Megureshet. Now, if you notice, Kef, Rabbi Meir, Chachamim in the Braita is the same as Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, Megureshet, Megureshet. Remember? Here it's Chachamim say Megureshet and Megureshet. Will be Ovad Sheyamut. Right, and again, so long as he does. Now, so the Gemara explains now, Mai Kebein Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. So what's enough for you to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yochanan Hashem Talui Kebeinayu. There's an Hashem Talui. Because Chachamim say Megureshet and Megureshet. Look at Rashi here. Vahari Namik Rabbi Yossi says, the mighty Hashem Talui. The Svei Kemashvelu. The Kamen Frash Mezonei Kebein. We'll see in a moment. So he says over here, Ma'ika benai, Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem talui ika benayu. So it seems over here, Rabbi Yossi says, and he brings an Hashem talui, and Chachamim say, doesn't mean Hashem talui. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, lo mati Hashem talui. Rabbi Yossi, mati Hashem talui. Right? Rabbi Yossi doesn't, Rabbi Meir says, da Hashem talui, Rabbi Yossi says that she's properly divorced, if he does. And Rabbi Yossi is bringing Hashem talui, he's not sure. Chachamim omrim megureshet and megureshet. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. Aren't they the same as Rabbi Yossi? Because what do you mean megureshet and megureshet? That's a safek, which Rabbi Yossi is also a bilata b'safek. The Gemara says, you are ikebenayu to Rabbi Zaira. What do you mean ikebenayu to Rabbi Zaira? get to find Rabbi Zeira, right? Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara explains how Rabbi Zeira is. I'm Rabbi Zeira, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Kol makom shru chamim magureshim and magureshim. And the klal, this principle, when women say, when chamim say that she is magureshim and she's not magureshim, in other words, we're not sure it's a safek. Ba'ala chaya b'mazonoteya. Right? The husband, in the meantime, is responsible to feed her. Now, Chachamim are the ones who use the Lashon Megureshet and Megureshet, not Rabbi Yossi. But like I mentioned, now, Mish Rabbi Yossi and Megureshet, Megureshet. There's a very important Rashi over here. Rashi says, Ikebena Rabbi Yossi, he says, Klomar, Ikebena Yu Mezone. The nafka between Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, in our Braita, and Chachamim in our Braita, is that Chachamim say Megureshet and Megureshet, meaning, according to Rabbi Zayat, they've got to bring, she's got to feed them. Rabbi Yossi says, it's Talui. Right, Rabbi Yossi says over here, Rabbi Yossi Omer Beilata Safek. He doesn't use the Lashon Megureshet and Megureshet. And that's Rabbi Zeira. Now Rashi points out that the law plea gives Rabbi Zeira. They don't just agree with Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yossi also agrees with Rabbi Zeira. If you use the Lashon Megureshet and Megureshet, that means you've got to feed her. And that's Rabbi Yossi in this brightest specifically never used that Lashon on Megureshet and Megureshet. He said Beilata Besafek. The Tarvayu with Rabbi Zeira, the brother of Rabbi Zeira, Mishubachi, lo carry Rabbi Yossi, Megureshet, and Megureshet. The Ksava later was Rabbi Yossi, the opinion that she doesn't need to get fed. Vafa gav Rabbi Yossi the Matniti, now he said, even Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, on Ayn Gibbon Amud Bet, said Tanah Megureshet, and he learned that Lashon Megureshet. The Gemara says that Rashi points out the trade Tanai with Rabbi Yossi. Behind Chachamim to write that the Machloket, you understand Rabbi Yossi. There's one Tanah who brings in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and then Chachamim, who also understand Rabbi Yossi. The one opinion is Rabbi Yossi says she's chayvin mezonot. And that's what the Tani in our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi, Megureshet and Megureshet. And that's what Rabbi Zeira says. When you use that Lashon, Megureshet, and we get divorced or not divorced, you got to feed her. And then the other Tani in our Braita says that Rabbi Yossi says you aren't chayvin mezonot. That's why he uses the language, Be'ilata Be'safek. Clear? So already we've got three opinions. We've got Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. And within Rabbi Yossi, we've got two an argument, Rabbi Yossi, are you chayv mezonot or not? And the one that says you are chayv in mezonot says migration and migration, because that means, according to Rabbi Zeira, you are chayv in mezonot. And the one who says you aren't chayv says peilata b'safek. In our Mishnah, we had the Tana who said Rabbi Yossi says you chayv in mezonot. In the Braita, it's Chachamim who bring it, another opinion of Rabbi Yossi, whether that you are chayv or unchayv in mezonot, and that's why we've got Rabbi Yossi appearing to us. Okay? So that's the wraps that up. Now, new Mishnah. The person says, Harezi gitech amenat she titni li matayim zuz. I'm giving you your get, as long as you give me 200 zuz. So the Mishnah says, Harezu Megureshet v'titain. They're divorced, but she's got to give the money. Right? Then, another opinion, Amanat, he says, Harezu Megureshet, this is your get, Amanat she tigini mikan vat shloshim yom. You got 30 days to give me them 200 zuz. Then the Tana says, Imnat na lo betoch shloshim yom Megureshet, if she pays in that time, she Megureshet, Imlav and Megureshet. We're going to see just now that seems to be pretty pashut. And then I wrote Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said, "Ma said, but Tzidan bechad shemal ishto. A case happened in Tzidan where a person said to his wife, "Ready, gitach am lachet yini itzdaliti. Give me my jacket, right? Va'avda itzdalito, and the jacket lost. And what the Chachamim say? Titen lo et damea, pay the money. So we have to try to understand. Yeah, what's Rashbag coming to teach us? Okay, what's Rashbag coming to? Remember, we learned a klal a long time ago in Baba Batra. We discussed it a few times since then. That whenever we see Rashbag in the Mishnah Lochos Lakim, remember? That's the klal. There are three exceptions. One of them is this case of Tzidan. We're going to see it coming up soon. In other words, the halacha wouldn't be like Rashbag in our Mishnah. Okay? We'll see it coming up in a moment. The Gemara says, "By v'titain." What does it mean v'titain over here? When it says, "This is Harezi gitech amnat shetidi batan, give me 200 zuz." She's divorced, but she's got to give it. What does it mean she's got to give it? Shavuna says, "V'hititain." Ravuna says over here, she must give it. And she doesn't matter. She's divorced anyhow from now, but she's got to give the money. She has to eventually give the money. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lekeshitetet, when she gives the money. So my bet now, the Gemara says, ikabenayu, she nikra get or shavat. The nafkin would be if the get now got torn up or got lost. Rav Huna says, v'hititen. Right? She's still got to give the money. In other words, she's divorced. From the time she got the original get, she was already divorced. Just has to pay the money. It's not conditional on her giving the money. And therefore, and she doesn't need another get. Because she got a get. Everyone said, so they were get around, but Kodesh, she has a get. There were 80, so far next time, they all witnessed it, etc. She hasn't given the money yet, and now the get gets lost. But according to Rav Huna, it doesn't matter. She's divorced the moment she got the get. Where Rabbi Yehuda Amar, l'keshetita. Rabbi said, no, it's only a get when she actually gives the money. So in the meantime, between getting the get and giving the money, the get got lost or got torn, right? She chayven a get, she didn't have a get. That's what the Gemara says, well, take a bit. Now, we've got a similar machloket in the Mishnah, also in Kiddushin. Kiyar gavna didan, the same way. The Mishnah says over there, right? And the Gemara over here quotes a Mishnah in Kiddushin, Daf Samach. Same thing, God says, here's your haret mekudesh, he gives her a star, or he gives her a ring, or whatever. But so long as I give you 200 zuz, maybe he doesn't actually give her the money. The money is the 200 zuz to get married with, sorry. V'yitain, he's got to give it. V'yitain, we sell the machlok namorai. Ma v'yitain, what does it mean v'yitain? Rav Huna says, same Rav Huna, I'm Rav Huyitain, he's got to give the money. But in other words, they're married from now. Already married from now. And Rav Yehuda says, no, they only married Kelekesh Yitan. So Gemara says, my benotzen afkamin. Ikebenayu shepashta yada v'kibigushin miachir. If in the meantime, before he gives her the 200 zuz, somebody else comes along and gives her 200 zuz. So Rav Mekudesh Yitan. According to Rav Yehuda, said they're married from now, even though he hasn't given the money yet. She can't get married to somebody, she's a married woman. According to Rav Yehuda, he says, only when he gives her the money, they're not married women. So if somebody else comes along, a better looking guy, or a richer guy, whatever the case is, and he gives the money, she can get married. Right? Rav Huna Amar Bu Yitain, meaning Tana Ba'alma. V'umekan Na'vazil. And he will eventually fulfill that tonight. Look at Rashi. Mekan Na'vazil. V'havu Kiddushin Kiddushav Kiddushin. And when he does give it, it'll be retroactive from the time that he said it. V'shel Shani and Klum, the second guy of the Kiddushin, can't he marry a married woman. And Rav Huna says, no, L'kishay Yitain. Meaning L'chiyayv Lehu, to have a Kiddushin. When he gives her the money, it'll be Kiddushin. But hashtag, in the meantime, lo have a Kiddushin. So the obvious question of the Gemara, I don't understand. Why do Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda have to argue on exactly the same point, once in Gittin and once in Kiddushin? Correct? It seems to be like the same machloket. So what's the other check? We need the argument. Why? The Yashvinan gabe Kiddushin. If we would just learned the machloket in Kiddushin, so we would have said, Bahai, come Rav Huna. That's where Rav Huna says, well, Yitain, meaning that he's got to give it to her, but that's not that important. They're already married. Why? Mishum de la krovakati. The guy wants to marry her. So, of course, he's going to give her the money. So, therefore, they're married from now. Grashi, hilchach me'achshav kamala. Right? Misha shechafetfa. He wants to marry her now. And they're married. But in gabe gerushin de la rechoka kati. But then in gerushin, right, where he wants to get rid of her, and she says, and he says to her, I'll give you the get, you got to give me 200 zuz. So maybe there, doesn't want to divorce her until he actually gets the money. Look at Rashi. V'aget l'chukati umistoma b'koshi umegasha. Right, hilchach l'keshetita in kamar. Uksava l'achi v'achi mefaisela. Or maybe he doesn't want to get rid of her, actually. Maybe Rashi's different to me. I thought that he just wants to get rid of her, and therefore, you know, we'll see in a moment why I thought so, because the concept of Mitzari that he wants to make her life difficult. But that's not the case of here. I got confused. What Rashi says over here is that he doesn't want to divorce her. It's Bekoshi. He's not excited about divorcing her. And therefore, he says, here's your get, and wait till I give you the 200 zuz, because maybe he thinks in the meantime he can appease her. Maybe she's pushing him for a get, doesn't want to give her a get. And therefore, Rav Huna might not agree. Rav Huna might say, you know what, he argues with Rav Huda, with Rav Yehuda, that until he actually gives the money, they're not divorced. And what Rav Yehuda? And the other way around, V'yashvin and Gabe Gershin, we just learned it over here. If we just learned it over Kiddushin, we say Kiddushin there because he wants to marry her now. So he's excited that they married straight away, but Gershin have to wait. If we just learned the Machloket here, we'd say Gabe Gershin, we'd say Bahakam Rabbi Huda, right? V'yititen, right? Yeah. Rabbi Huda says, you know what? She's got to give the money. Why? Mishum de lo kasudin back. He's not embarrassed to ask her for the money because they're going to be divorced, didn't he? So what does he care? So I'm waiting for the money. Where's the money? Right? That's why he's not embarrassed, and that's why we say that they're divorced anyhow. About Gabe Kiddushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, the Ksifa Lemit Ba'e, right, where she's embarrassed to ask for the money from him, he's got to give her the 200 zuz. Now she's a little bit embarrassed to say to her husband, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Right? So there, I'm a Molyland Rabbi Yehuda. There, they might give Rabbi Yehuda that you only actually get married when you give her the money. So either way, we had to learn, right, both sides from Rav Huna's point of view. That's what Rav Huna says over here, that in both cases, the marriage takes effect straight away and the gerushin takes effect straight away. Now we look at Rav Yehuda. V'yashvinan gabe kiddushin, we learn from kiddushin, baha kam Rav Yehuda. There Rav Yehuda says, only l'keshita, when she actually gives him the money. Why? Mishum de ksifa lemitba. Because, again, I suppose, with regards to Kiddushin, she's embarrassed to ask for the money. And therefore, he says, when he gives her the money, the Gabagarushin, the law cousin, where we'd accept, we're not embarrassed to ask her for the money. So, what Rav Huna, he might accuse Rav Huna. Right? And maybe Rav Huna would have said, not Rav Huna as well. Maybe he would accuse Rav Huna that the get goes, that they married straight away, that they divorced straight away. Viashmin and Gabagarushin, that's where he learned that they're not. We learned it on Gabagarushin. We'd say, "V'ha'kam Rav Huna l'keshite." Then Gabagarushin, when it's only when she gives the money to him, they divorce. Why? Mishum d'richokekati. Same thing, because he doesn't want to divorce her, and therefore maybe Rav Huna would say that we're trying to delay the process. About Gabakidushin d'lokrovekati, where everyone knows they want to get married straight away. I mean, more than Rav Huna, that he might agree to Rav Huna that they married straight away, and therefore tricha. We need to learn both in Kiddushin and both in Garushin that Rav Huna says it's immediate. And Rav Yehuda says that it's not immediate, and we wouldn't have, otherwise we might have made mistakes in both directions. Everybody clear with me on that up until now? I can carry on? Right, okay. What's a kashi over here? Kashi on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that with the get only kicks in, right, once she gives him the money. So what's the way to go? Raise the get, they've got a bright topia, raise the gitech, avanach, and it nearly my time, zuz, continue to give me ter and zuz. Avanachin, you cry, get a shnei, but Magresha, the brighter says, even though the get got torn up or the get got lost, they Magresha it. Now, what does that mean? It means that they go divorce straight away, right? Like Rav Huna said. That's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. And the bride carries on and says, Ulachar ulachar otinaseh, and she can't divorce anybody else, ad she titain, until she actually gives the money. She can't marry anybody else. She's got to give the money. So she's divorced immediately, but she can't marry anybody else until she actually gives the money. Look at Rashi. The dilma lo yahava v'nin to get batel, because she might never give the money. She might not such not giving the money. And then it was a t'nai. And if she says, I'm not giving you the money, right, then it means there was the get was cancelled. So that's why she can't get married. But if they when she does give the money, they were divorced on the date that she got the get. So I suppose, again, we could say that if somebody had relations with her in the meantime, right, to be back in maybe a similar machloket, to be married, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi there, what the status would be. For another bride, the same thing. Tanya Razi Gitech Amanachi Tetit Nili Matayim Zuz. Right, there's your get, and Krishna give me 200 zuz. The mate, in the meantime, the guy dies. She was about to say, Natna. She gives the money. Who does she give the money to? Good Rashi. If name or to, and if she gave the money before he died, she has to do Yibum. And it's called Yibum. Why? Because if she gave, so long as she gave, right, Lonatna Square Yibum, if she didn't give the money, she would have to do Yibum. Somebody else. Now, this is a little bit of a trickier one, because we said, oh, now it's still part of the same kashya on Rav Yehuda, but if she never gave the money, so she'd have to, just like we said, that she can't marry anybody else. I would have personally thought she'd have to do chalitza and not do yibum. Wouldn't you agree with that? Because we'd say maybe it's a safek get, maybe there was a get, if she was divorced already, how can she do yibum? So we can't say she can't not do chalitza because she hadn't given the money yet. But if she hadn't given the money, she should just do. She can't not do chalitza, but she should. She certainly couldn't do yibum. That's what I would have thought. But the Mishnah says now, yeah. But the machloket over here is a little bit of a different machloket. Machloket over here is with regards to who the money goes to. So the Tanakhama says that if she never gave the money, it's just tough luck. And Rav Shimon says no, she can give the money to his brother or to his father or to one of the relatives. So the Gemara is like, "I cannot plead to the Mar Savar Liv Lo Liyoshi, or Mar Savar Afilu Liyoshi." The Gemara says that the Machlok between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama is just who, if she can give the money to only to him or to his Yoshim as well. However, Kula Amamiya Tanai Habe, everybody agrees that the Tanai was good to Yuf to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a good Kashya to Rabbi Yehuda. So we ask the Kashya Rabbi Yehuda, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that the get only kicks in once she actually gives the money? Where it seems like the answer is like Rav Huna, who says she's divorced from the time again. I'll be honest with you, I've got a big question on this question of Yibum. It's troubling me now more and more and more. Everybody following my question? Are you following my question, right? It's a problem. Why does she have to do Yibum? Why not Chalitza? Please God, I have an answer for that on to tomorrow. Okay. So that is the Kashya over here. So the Gemara says, now, Ad can look. So Gemara says like this. I'm going to have Rabbi Yehuda get out of this. He said like this, "Ha, my Rebbe?" He said, no, that's not a problem for me. This brighter that you just brought over here is a brighter according to Rebbe. And Rebbe says, "The Amar Rav Ila, sorry, Rebbe, he, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kol Amer Almanat, whenever a person uses the Lashon Almanat, that language, on condition, it's Kol Amer Me'achshav Dami. It's if he said, you're divorced from now. And he's pleading Rabbanan Alei, Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan says, no, 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 you can't argue with that, because you brought me a brighter that's going like Rebbe. And Rebbe says, because he says over here, Harayat Arayat Gita, he says, here's your get. What did he say? Arayat Gita, Almanat Shiten Lach. Almanat, Almanat, on condition that you give me my time zuz. The word Almanat, says Rav Yehuda, as defined by Rebbe, means Almanat, condition, means from now. And that's why they're divorced immediately. I'm telling you that I don't agree with Rebbe. And saying Almanat doesn't mean from now. And that's why I'm telling you that she's only divorced once she actually pays the money. So now the Gemara says, I'm Rebbe Zaira. Right, so Rebbe Zaira is like a skeven, but when I was in Bavel, I'm reading hard. I'm Rav Huna. I'm a Rebbe. Kol Amer Almanat. When he says you use the language Almanat, is as if he said Kol Me'achshav Dami. And there, Pliga Rabbanan Lei. And Rabbanan in Bavel, the conventional wisdom was that Rebbe and Chachamim argue on that. However, Kisliku Ashkechat Rabbasim. I went in Aliyah to Tisha. Rabbi Zaira went to Tisha. He found the Rabbi Asi, one of the Gedolim of Tisha. Remember they were Kohanim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. The Yati v'Kamar Mishmaid Rabbi Yochanan. He was quoting Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Kol Modim Bo Almanat Kol Me'achshav Dami." Anyway, it's not a machloket. Right, so what's Rabbi Zaira actually telling us? That this defense of Rav Yehuda is not really a defense. Because Rav Yehuda said that the one brighter is Rebbe, and the other brighter and our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. Or other whatever. And really, it's not the case. It's not a machloket between Rebbe and Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Asi and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now. Right, the Gemara says, what is the machloket in Rebbe Rav Yehuda? Only if he says mehayom ulachar mita, that's where the machloket is. So now Gemara says, well, wait a second, what do you mean that's where the machloket is? Vatanya. No, sorry, Vatanya is the proof. Sorry, Rashi is benichuta. Right, there's not a kasha. He says Vatanya, this is the proof because the bride, they've got a bright over here. We learned on Ayin Bet already yesterday, 2 days ago. Stuff. He says mehayom ulachar mita get va'ino get rechachamim. Right, Chachamim say, if you say from today until after Adar, so Chachamim say it's a get v'ayno get, and Rabbi Omer kaze get. Right, and Rabbi says no, that is a get. But right, there's the Gemara in Kiddushin that says Mesapke lehai v'lachamita iha v'etnai me'ayom yeget or yamut l'kshamut nimtza get ma'freya to yom yichazra. Remember that was our question. Our question when he said me'hayom l'achamita, what was the safek? Safek was when he said that he wanted to say from today. And he changed his mind toch kedai, and he said la'achar mita, and therefore it's not really a tenai; it's more a change of heart, right? So now the Gemara is like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Baal Menat Nami Pligi. So now contra Rav Yehuda, because the Gemara is a kasha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says no, we just proved now from Bizarre. There is really a machloket. The Gemara says, wait a second, according to Rav Yehuda, who says there is a machloket between Rebbe and Rav Chachamim, and that was Rav Yehuda's defense. Right? Why didn't they? Because Rav Yehuda to say, yeah, we saw what the brighter we just brought now was. The machloket which he proved was when the guy says from today until after my death. So why didn't that brighter then say, look, Rav Yehuda wanted to say, ba'almanat? So the Rav Yehuda said, no, you know why? Lo'odicha kochan de Rebbe, to teach, to show you how the koach of Rebbe, that Rebbe said, not only when he says almanat, but even when he says Miayomul Akharmita from now and after my death, it is a kosher get. Well, I understand. Well, if you go about Almanak, you're arguing about Almanak, like you want to say, or Dicha Kohan Rabbanan, Shasha Banan. And when a guy says Baalmanat, that it's not a get from today, like you want to say. So the question now, Koach Te Taira Adiflay. If a bride is going to choose to teach us something which is an Isra or a Heter, rather choose the side of the Heter. Remember that Gemara? Remember the Gemara thing in Beitza, right? The very beginning of the Kach, the Taira Adiflay, that was beginning of Beitza. And that's a principle. So Chachamim, they're going to choose a brighter, they're going to choose a brighter to teach us a Heter. Rebbe was a Heter. Rebbe said, no, the get's a good get. We must do the get, not us with the get. Right? Even in a case like that. Okay. So now, we go back to, the Mishnah said, Amenachet nidi mikan v'ad shloshim. Remember, we said, the person said, you're going to get from now to the Shin day. We said that if he gives it in 30 days, it's a get. If he doesn't give it in 30 days, it's not a get. So it was in the Pshit, is that a Pashut? What's a that's a straightforward t'nai, right? So what's a chiddush on the Mishnah? Straightforward t'nai. Mine, what were your thoughts? The Gemara says no, it's not straightforward. Kepede velo kepede ulezar zekati, right? Maybe we talk about a case over here of his kapi day, right? The guy's particular, not particular. And really, why did he say it? Kapay, love kapay. He's not so particular about the 30 days. But just lizar zekati. He was trying to make it, make her hurry up. Because he said, I'll give you the get, so I'm going to give you the money in 30 days. But he didn't really care about the 30 days. It wasn't really such a big deal. He just wanted to rush up. Kamashran, we learned, no, it is a big deal. And really, he sticks his stairs and it's proper tonight. So I'm Rishu Ben Gamliel. Now they've got the next case in the Mishnah. I'm Rishu Ben Gamliel. Maaseh Bet Tzeidan. Okay, so I said that Tzeidan was one of those exceptions. Right? So if you look at Tosfot Red, you see Tosfot Red there on the outside column of your Gemara, you've got Tosfot Red? Find it, Sal, when you find it? If you look at Tosfot Red, you'll see Tosfot Red about 7 lines of Tosfot Red. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom sheshan Rabbi Shimon, it's meant to be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Mishnatayim l'chakim oto, halochas l'akim. Chutz mi, right, Arev, a din of a guarantor. V'tzeidan, this place Tzeidan. V'raya achrona. He says, Arev is in Perek Ged Pashut, Tzeidan is in Perek Mishachzu, V'raya achrona, V'perek dinem mamonat. Mamonot. That's in Sanhedrin. So we'll see that really, two of the exceptions are in our Masechet. Quite interesting. Two of the exceptions are in our Masechet, and the third one is in Masechet Sanhedrin. So here the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Maaseh B'Tzeidan. What was the case of Maaseh B'Tzeidan? So we already saw Maaseh B'Tzeidan in the Mishnah, but let's look at it again quickly in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said like this, Maaseh B'Tzeidan. V'chad Shamar Ishto said to his wife, as he got up, now she needs to give him a jacket, the jacket lost. And Chachamim said, give them the money anyhow. Can't give them the money. Now remember, Halacha in that case is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you can't give the money instead of the jacket. So the Gemara says like this, my Tana Diktani Maase. What's this Maase all about? Now Rashi says an important thing over here. The very first narrow line of Rashi says, Mara, what's the proof? Ain't shorin Maase Mishvah Lerai. Says, your only time if you have a Maase in a Mishnah is if it's coming to bring you a proof for something. So what is the proof that this Gemara Mishnah is bringing us? Why we got this Maase in the Mishnah to bring a proof of what? Right, so my Tana Diktani Maase. What is the Tana teaching us? It's teaching us this Maase. So it says, you're right, Chesura Mechshav, that's a corrupted Mishnah, you learn like this. If you said, I'll make you give me your gun because you give me my jacket, and the jacket lost, the Tanakhama says, it was Dafka the jacket, and therefore there's no get. And on that, Rabbi Shimon's Ben Gamliel says, give me the money instead. And now he brings a master, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Master Gabetzin, and Bechat Shaman Ishtar, as he gets a match in his Tiba, he lost the jacket, and now I want to give the money. So that's the Maaseh. The Maaseh is to come and prove what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that if you said a jacket, and you lost the jacket, you could pay the money, the value of the jacket. Chachamim don't agree. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel brought a Maaseh. It actually happened. By halacha the Maaseh. So now, by me now, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan. It's not blackmail. He wants his, I suppose, he's got a beautiful leather coat. And when they stripped up, she took the coat. Should I give it him?
I mean, ask the lawyers here, but this is the kind of stuff that goes on all the time.
Absolutely. You have to ask lawyers that, Simon. You must know people.
Yeah, well, people.
You know, from unfortunately, from real life, right? Where it happens all the time, absolutely. So, Shimon Gamliel said, now, Simon Shimon Gamliel, Masa, that's Masa. So, now the girl's got to catch you, right? We're going to be here. By the Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yassi, also we have a question. A person says to a woman here, yeah, you can give 200 zuz. That's the condition for the get. And then he said, you know what? Mochalim lach, don't worry about the money, forget it. Mahu. Right? What do we say? Can he just forego her the money? But more than that, if you look at Rashi Avia, Rashi actually says on the Mahu, says, Mi avahach mechila kiyum tna, kidnat dan lo lo. Do we say that the fact that he was moichel her the money is as if she had given him the money or not? That's the question. Is it as if the Tanai, because there was a Tanai here, there was a get on Tanai. So the conditional get, the question is now, he made a condition. By him foregoing her the money, was it that she, because you can't change the Tanai because you've already given her the get. So the question now is, because you've changed the get, you gave a get in front of 80, but you had a Tanai.
Give me 200 zuz, but you know what?
But he never said it now. 3 weeks later, he says to forget it. But you know what? The question is it as if she, is it as if she gave him the money or not? That's the question. Do we say that the fact that he forgot the money is as if she gave it to him, and therefore she fulfilled the tonight, or do we say no, she didn't fulfill the tonight? We've got to start the thing all over again. That's the mahu contra Rashi. Right. So the Gemara said Tibara Rabbanan, Tibara Rashi. We can ask this question both in terms of Rashi of Rabbanan, right? In our Mishnah, Rabbanan, in our Mishnah. They said that if you said, give me my jacket, they want the jacket. And Rashbagu said, if he asked for the jacket, she can pay him the value of the jacket. Right? So there's also both going to Rabbanan, both going to Rashbag. Tivara, but it's also Rabbanan. Adkan look at Rabbanan hatam eladilo achle gaba. Maybe the Rabbanan said that she asked, he wanted the jacket. And they said, only the jacket, not money. Why? Because he didn't forego. But yeah, where he was moichel on the money, on the whatever it was, that Rabbanan would agree. Or Dilma, even a fridge bag, look, come, Ella, to come and face it a bit demay. Or maybe on the other way around. Even Rashbag said that he agrees to forego the jacket, as long as she appeases him with some money. But to write it off altogether, that's not even on the cards. So we can ask the question according to both of them. You got it? Right? According to Rabbanan, who were more machmir. Maybe they were only machmir there because they never said no. They said they never mentioned that they'd be moichel, but maybe they would agree to moichel. Maybe Rashbag, who was more liberal and he was happy to take money in place of the jacket, maybe he didn't mind not getting the jacket, as long as he got something, but to get nothing would also be an answer now. So Amalei, so there the question is, right, this was, remember the question over here was, Rabbi Asdol Shabbi Yochanan, Rabbi said, Eina Megreshet, not a divorce. If he's Moichele, that's not called a divorce. Because it was a Tanai, and the Tanai has to be a Tanai. Start loving and give her another gift if you want. So, 80
this, this could cause real problems with Mamzerus.
No, why are you Mamzerus? So they just got it baited and get a new gift.
3 weeks down the line.
No, because
let's say he waives the condition, right? And then she basically gets remarried, right? And then she hasn't received a get, so she's committed adultery.
Exactly, she's a married woman. But that's why that's the halacha. That's the halacha. The Eidim, when they come to Beit Din and say when she wants to get married, they say, listen, we know the Eidim said that you were divorced. So you were divorced because you said you gave the guy money. Did you give him the money or not? She said, no, I didn't give the money because he said, I have to give him the money. They'll say, but the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you aren't divorced then, so we won't marry you. I don't think it's such a problem. Because remember, the Eidim here who saw the get. So Mishtoma, there were Eidim who gave Eidut on the condition in the get. So I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's not so straightforward, right? But you know, there's possibilities here for churban, like we said before. Right? I mean, but if everything's done kedat v'kadin, then no one's lying over here. There, I think it's one of them. And what's the kasha? Etive, right? The Gemara is a kasha over here from the Gemara in the Dari. Ha'omer lechaveiro, says to his friend Konam she atan nehenedi. We learned this Gemara no longer. He says, you come any now from me. You don't give my son a kur of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. We may remember our sister. Rabbi says you can't get enough from the. You can't get enough from you until he gives you the money. Until he gives you for your son the stuff. The chachamim omerim af ze yachol atir et nidrosh lo api chacham v'omer ani kilu hikabalti. But on the other hand, Rabbi Meir says no, you can't do it. The chachamim say, yeah, the guy doesn't need to aid him. He made a condition such a neder on such a condition. He himself can go moichel the friend, right? So maybe he has a good kashya against Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say they're not divorced? Maybe just like there, the guy can moichel the guy on the neder without having a baitin, without having aidim. So to have a guy can never get to his wife because he can moichel her not to pay the money. So we're saying, Ashley, you're comparing the two. How can you compare the two? And we've got to change it around. Actually, I've changed it around. So the Mishra Shaf does it for us. It says, Hacha, in our case of a get, the guy wants to make her life difficult. When he said, give me the money, it was to shtocher. The Lord Tziaran by moicheling her, right? So he didn't make her life difficult. There, in the case of the neder, Mishum Aravachau just wanted his son to benefit. Maybe the neder, maybe he came into money. His son came into money. No, not the same. So the Gemara accepts that that's not really a good argument. Conquering. Where's a similar argument? A similar story. A person who says to his sharecropper, "Kule almedalut klat lafta." Every most sharecroppers in the world, Rashi Davi explains, they would love to. They will look at Rashi Kolshari, see me mashkin tvua shlosh pa mishla. They water the fields, they do big irrigation 3 times a year. V'achlu revia, and their share of the crop is a quarter. At you, Dali Abba, you do it 4 times a year. So because you do an extra a third more than anybody else, achul tilta, I'm going to give you a third of the crop instead of 25% of the crop. Right? So you're going to get more because you work harder. Now what happens? The sof atamitra, the end, it rained. So he never had to, Rashi says, bizman ashkaravit, when he was meant to do the fourth watering, which is a lot of work obviously, he never had to, it rained. So now the question is, did this guy, he didn't actually do the fourth watering. So is he entitled to his extra few percent? Instead of 25%, he was meant to get 33%, that 8% more. Is he entitled to it now? Which is basically also about a third more, right? 8, 16, 24, a little bit more than a third.
What's the salary based on how many times he irrigated?
That's the agreement. They said, most sharecroppers, they get 25%. Why? Because they water 3 times a year. You water 4 times a year, so you're going to get an extra 8. You're going to get an extra third. Right? So I'm Rav Yosef, halo dala. So Rav says, what do you want? Tough luck. The guy didn't do it. Look, Rashi, and therefore, he's back to all other sharecroppers. He must take what he gets. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi Amar, halo itzrachina. Itzrachina v'nidu. His mazel. Look at Rashi. He says, lo itzrichu, mazel lo garam. So he's got mazel. So now, we've got a machloket here between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Now, there's an important cloud over here, which we've learned before. We're going to see it coming up this morning. This important klalim we're learning here today in this stuff. Really big important klalim. First, we have Rashbag. Halacha is always like except in 3 cases. And a case of Rabbah and Rav Yosef, we'll see now, the Gemara is going to tell us, that Machloket is always like Rabbah, except in 3 cases as well. Okay? Halacha is always like Rabbah. This is one of them. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is like Rabbanan. Halacha is normally like Rabbanan, right? That Aloch is like Rabbi, Rav Yosef like Rabbana, because what is Rav Yosef? He says Dafka, that you have to do the four waterings. You didn't do the four waterings, so you can't. Rabbanan said as well, if the guy said the coat, he means the coat, and not the money. And let's say that Rabbi, Tamar Kashub and Gamliel, that Rabbi is like Kashub and Gamliel. Rabbi said, what did Rabbi say? Your good luck. Rashbag said as well, if you didn't find the coat, so pay the money. And look at Rashi over here. He says, you give the money instead of the jacket, so to the rain instead of your watering. That's like the Moses says, but you really think that's possible? How can it be? But I can't. We got a milsore, he says. Look at Rashi fills it in for us here. He says, in every time that he argues, chutz mi sadeh inyan umechza. And that Gemara over there is a Gemara Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Yudal, kid. Right? Uvaha, and in our case, it's Pashut, that Ein Halacha K'Rashi Ben Gamliel. Right? Why? Because we already learned that the Klal, Lochos Oyla K'Rashi Ben Gamliel, except in 3 places. And one of them is Tidan, and this was Tidan. Amishta was a Daf Kaisa Tidan. So we know that Lochos Oyla K'Rashi Ben Gamliel, and we know that Lochos has to be like Rabbi when it's a Machlok with Rav Yosef. So how can you make Rav Yosef equal to Rabbanan? And Rabbah equals Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, when Halacha can't be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, but it has to be like Rabbah. You got it? Everybody with me? Right? Ela lolam k'rabanan. Lolam k'rabanan. So Rabbi says, you know what? Rav Yosef k'rabanan. They both k'rabanan. Rashi says, lolam k'rabanan. Klomar tarvayu el rabanan. They both Rav Yosef and Rabbah arguing in the din of Rabbanan. Rav Yosef, Krabana, Rav Yosef, Pashut like Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, remember, Rav Yosef like Rabbanan said that Dafka, you want a jacket, you get the jacket. Don't buy in this place. The guy says you got to pay water 4 times, you got to water 4 times. Didn't water 4 times, you don't get the extra 8%. But how do we say Rabbi is also like Rabbanan? He says, and Rabbi will say to you as follows. Amalach, ana da amre, afil Rabbanan. You explain to you called Rabbanan. Why? Ad kalokam Rabbanan hatam, el de tzureke mechavein. In the case of the get, that was le tzure, the guy wanted to shtocher, and that was his whole idea. So in the case of a get, he was being dafka. And you're right, Rabbanan in the get, case of get, was being dafka. So they said, no money in place of the jacket, only the jacket. Don't give you the jacket, I'm not giving you divorce. Aval hacha, but yeah, or hatam really, there, in the case of the sharecropper, Mishum Arvachahu. Sorry, in the case of the Arvachahu. Valo Itzrich. And he never did it. Either in case of the Neder or in the case of the case of the water was for he could never need the water. The water was there. Or he never did it for the Neder for his son, because his son was there. So really, even Rabbanan would agree under those circumstances. Rabbanan would at least say, then they said Dafka. But if not the Shtocher, and it's just for the good, for the betterment of the guy, he doesn't need it anymore. So the farmer, the owner of the land, didn't need the fourth watering anymore because the rain came. The guy with the neder didn't need the fourth, didn't need the money anymore because he came in to get a lot of money, whatever the case is. Right? What's it? Yeah, not half time. We learned. Now, this is a.
Yeah, whoa, one second.
I'm going to end off over here. Let's end off over here and we'll carry on tomorrow.